that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. We're listening here to Katie Barrett, one of many Chico singer-songwriters, will perform their songs backed by an 18-piece orchestra specially put together for an event that's happening Monday and Tuesday nights. The event is Small Town Big Sound 3, and it's at the nicest music venue in Chico, the Sierra Nevada Brewery's Big Room. Today on Weekend Showcase, we talk with three of the performers involved in Small Town Big Sound, which showcases local music in a big way. On today's program, we'll also be talking with educators from Chico's Blue Oak School, a school that engages its young students with the arts to teach all subjects, from math to science to language skills. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tomorrow, Reading's Riverfront Playhouse opens its latest production, Two on the Isle, Three in a Van, an amusing glimpse into the world of amateur theater. It plays tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tonight at the Cascade Theater in Reading, funny man Rob Schneider. The laughs start at 7:30. On Sunday, also at the Cascade, legendary reggae group The Wailers. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right to hear this groundbreaking Jamaican music starting at 7:30. The Shasta College Art Gallery features the exhibit Woods, Rocks, and Landscape, Sculptures and Works on Paper by Dennis Leon. The galleries open Monday through Friday, 8 in the morning till 4. It's also open evenings, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9. At the Orland Art Center, see creations by Denise Granger Kerbs in an art show called A Marvelous Media Mix. The artist displays watercolors, pastels, and works in her latest medium, alcohol inks. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. Moving on to Chico, tomorrow night at the university's Laxon Auditorium, Tower of Power. With a dynamic horn section, this band defined the Bay Area's soul funk sound. Feel the power, starting at 7:30. Sunday at Chico's Dates Zing Recital Hall, as part of the Grand Opera Cinema Series, Porgy and Bess. Thrill to this Gershwin classic performed by the San Francisco Opera on the big screen in high definition, starting at 6 o'clock. The Janet Turner Print Museum at the University presents Printing Obsessions, Conjuring Curatorial Practice. Advanced printmaking students turned into curators to select works that highlight the finer points of printmaking. The Turners open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4, at Chico State's Arts and Humanities Building. Down the hall in the same building, at the Jackie Headley University Art Gallery, Two Truths and a Lie, with photographs by famed tabloid mainstay Ouija, who specialized in images of murder victims and disasters. Also in the exhibit, intriguing photos by Zoe Crosher and Jessamine Lovell. Catch the curator walk and talk next Tuesday at the gallery, starting at 5 o'clock. Over at the Chico Art Center, a variety of paintings on 12 by 12 inch canvases in the exhibit Small Works. The center's open noon to 4, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on the weekends. Theater on the Ridge in Paradise presents Radioland's Fall Fantasia. Patterned after old-time radio variety shows, the production includes singing, dancing, and comedy skits. Enjoy it tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 2. Tonight, at the Grass Valley Center for the Arts, the Main Stage Theater hosts the 42nd Annual San Francisco Comedy Competition. 16 contestants give their best 5 to 7 minute sets starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Discover the comedy stars of the future. The off-center stage at the Grass Valley Center for the Arts presents Alan Ackerborn's play Snake in the Grass. Curtain times for this production, full of intrigue, blackmail, and underhanded scheming, tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Today is the birthday of American painter Georgia O'Keeffe, who said, "I found I could say things with color and shapes that I couldn't say any other way. Things I had no words for."
Listening here to Katie Barrett, one of many Chico area singer-songwriters, will be showcased at a special event happening at Sierra Nevada's Big Room this Monday and Tuesday nights. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with some of those performers. Within a few days of Chico's music event called Small Town Big Sound 3. It's produced by Uncle Dad's Art Collective, the ambitious, adventurous group of artists who develop music productions for Chico audiences. Members of Uncle Dad's are about to tell us all about it.
We took a fall. It could have been so small. We hit a wall and found ourselves worlds apart.
The song Worlds Apart from singer-songwriter Katie Barrett. And she's one of our guests today. We have Josh Haig. I'll start with him. What was the idea of coming up with this small town, big sound?
Well, myself and the other Uncle Dad's Art Collective guys, we were wanting to do a show completely locally sourced. We had been doing these shows, and we still do these shows at Laxon that are local tributes to well-known artists like the Beatles and Queen. Stevie Wonder will be our next one next year. But we wanted to do something where we were only working with locally created music. We thought, what's a better place to present local music than in the hallowed halls of the Sierra Nevada Big Room, which is like Chico in room form, you know. It's like the perfect place to perform this stuff. So we set up a showcase of local music that kind of turned into, well, maybe we should arrange the music and turn it into a large-scale orchestral event.
This is the biggest band that you've had on stage for this event.
This year we have a string quartet, 5 horn players, brass and woodwind, and 4 background vocalists, as well as a 5-piece rhythm section.
All of these songs are original songs by the singer-songwriters or instrumentalists that are playing them. And you have 10 singer-songwriters and 4 instrumentalists.
Right.
Katie Barrett, we heard a little bit of your song. What's it like for you to hear it transformed?
It's pretty magical. That's the word I first described it to friends when we had our first rehearsal and I heard the song with this 18-piece huge orchestra that was killing it. And I just kind of got to stand up there and sing and let the magic happen.
How would you describe what this means to all of the musicians involved and to the public who gets to hear these songs transformed into big production numbers?
Well, I think it's great to draw the community in, community of musicians and community of listeners, and that's part of the really special thing about this every year. I've attended this. This will be my third year in attendance, but now just getting to perform is really cool. Always was my favorite show in Chico to see because of the crowd that comes out to support and also just the musicians that bring all the live energy to the stage.
We also have Matt Wiener, an arranger and one of the performers. What's it like helping arrange, which means you're picking out the instruments, playing on each song?
It was a really fun process for me. I've, you know, been involved in these Uncle Dad's productions for a long time on the planning side of things and the performing side of things, but have never done any instrumental arranging for the productions before.
Your usual instrument that you perform with is a violin, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
How would you describe what this does for yourself and other singer-songwriters as far as how it shows off your work?
It's really nice, especially in a small town kind of situation. It's really cool to be able to have the opportunity to get your music played by a large group of people, especially when you know a lot of those people as friends.
Joshua, what's it like for you and the other Uncle Dad's people who produce this to do this every year and to welcome more and more musicians into this event?
Every year we do online submissions, and every year we get a ton more submissions. Every year the list that gets generated, I think, is a really decent showcase of the overall Chico sound or the vibe, at least how we see it. We have some folk, some jazz, some really heavy music, which is the first time we've done something a little heavier. Hard rock kind of stuff. What I've always appreciated is you have this repertoire of music, and it's always kind of this momentary pause of saying, well, how can we actually translate this to the stage? I mean, how is a flute player going to play with a heavy hard rock ensemble? And once we actually hear it on stage, lo and behold, so far at least, it's always worked out. So I think it's a great showcase of the unique cross-section of the Chico arts community, but then at the same time, a real nice artistic statement from the members of Uncle Dad's Art Collective that arranged the music, trying to portray that on stage in a way that's unique and creative.
Does it still surprise you, the things that are transformed on stage there with each of the songs?
Oh yeah, every single time. Rehearsing this music, I also music directed and oversaw the rehearsal process. Every single time it just blows me away. You hear the song initially, it's just essentially a bunch of people playing a collection of notes at the same time. But then as you rehearse it, you hear the individual parts get realized and you hear the spirit of the individual instrumentalist come out. But all of a sudden the song becomes more than just notes on a page. And it's always that moment you're trying to hit. And sometimes it's like, okay, are we going to actually get this song to the point where it feels that way? And we do. Takes a lot of rehearsal, of course, and a lot of good players, but it feels really special on stage.
Katie, why do you think that this is such a rich community as far as the number of artists who are doing great work, even though it's quite small as far as towns go?
Just the idea that the community here loves to support local music and loves to support the artists, and everyone just shows up. And that's what I'm looking forward to see, all the people that show up for us on Monday and Tuesday nights.
Going through this experience, does it inspire you to want to go farther into the more professional world of performing and recording?
It makes me want to at least pursue more arranging. Performing is fun, and I would love to play with more ensembles of this kind of arrangement. But like deconstructing a song when it's just a guitar and a singer, figuring out what trumpets should be playing and what a tuba should be doing is a really fun process for me. Personally, I hope to do more of that in the future.
How about you, Katie? When you hear yourself with such a big sound around you and with a response from the audience, does that make you want to grow into another level of performance in general?
It definitely does. I think I fall into the category of musicians who love to play but doesn't love performing. So I'm working on that aspect in my life. Yeah. I was a composition major at Chico State and like had to perform in ensembles and didn't love it, but I'll do it. And that's kind of why I wanted to step up to this challenge this year to work on that idea because it is such an awesome, wonderful, and special experience.
So how does taking part in this
event, small town, big sound, make you feel different about the process of performing? If you were shy about it before, does it change your attitude toward how you feel about performing?
Yeah, the idea is a lot less scary because everyone's so supportive and energetic and welcoming, supporting you and trying their best to nail the parts and just give it their all so that we can create such a unique experience.
Joshua, what do you see the direction this is going if it keeps going as an annual thing?
What one can say about Uncle Dad's Art Collective, if nothing else, is that we're ambitious and easily bored, maybe. This year, we kind of upped the ante and we're doing an album release project in addition to the live show. Usually, we rehearse and do two nights at the big room and then the music kind of fades off into the ethers. But this year, we went over to the Paradise Performing Arts Center, which was really rad to work with them, and they have an amazing facility.
Uh-huh.
And we recorded the whole ensemble, every song up there, to turn it into an album as well as a live project.
So people can actually take home an album of this small town, big sound experience.
That's right, yeah. And it's a different feeling. When you're recording, you always are thinking about every single note being in the exact right place, and that energy translates onto the recording. Some of my favorite music, that I listen primarily to jazz and improvisational music, you hear the record and then you hear it live and it's completely different. So I like it that we captured it in two different mentalities. One that's kind of this inspired but kind of reserved feeling as people are trying to really showcase the music in its best light. But then I think if you come see it live, you know, we're not going to hold anything back. Solos will be more intense. So we get the best of both worlds.
Matt and Katie, you're going to be performing on Monday night and Tuesday night. You got any butterflies in your stomach about meeting the throngs of audience and making this thing happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take deep breaths.
How about you, Matt?
Not a ton, but, you know, I always say that and then get out on stage and then I get nervous. So I don't get nervous until I'm there. Then I get really scared.
All the beer helps with that, probably.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Sierra Nevada, for beverages to lubricate our performance.
So, Joshua, give our audience a pitch of why they would want to go to the Sierra Nevada Big Room to see Small Town Big Sound 3 on Monday night or Tuesday night.
I always like to tell people every year this project sits on top of all the stuff we do with Uncle Dad's is my favorite. It has the grandiose production that we try and do with all our shows, but at the same time, it feels a little more personal and maybe a little more dangerous in the sense that we're kind of pushing ourselves more than we normally would. You go and you play the music of Queen and you can't mess up Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, you're going to mess with everyone's childhood and nostalgia. But here, you know, I think the arranging is better and more inventive and adventurous. I think what you'll see is Chico presented in a way we feel puts it in its best light and kind of takes the best parts about the Chico arts culture and amplifies that. Chico is a sandbox of artistic expression where you can kind of try something, see what happens. If it doesn't work, you pick yourself up and keep going. And this is us pushing ourselves in terms of arrangers and performers to see if something good comes out of it.
Small Town, Big Sound 3. Happening Monday and Tuesday night at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. We've been talking with Josh Haig, Matt Wiener, and Katie Barrett. Thanks to you for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything's fading, but it's all right.
Listening here to Pat Ho, another of the singer-songwriters, being showcased this Monday and Tuesday nights at the Sierra Nevada Brewery in the Big Room. Tonight. let's join our correspondent, Dolores. She's with some educators from a school in Chico, which engages its young students all day long with the arts.
This is Dolores Mitchell. It is National Education Week. We have here two educators from the Blue Oak Charter School, a very special school because it uses the Waldorf method that engages students through the arts. First, one of the instructors, Jacob Carr. What is a Waldorf school?
A way of educating children through their feelings. It's using the arts and movement as a way of attaching meaning to their academic goals. It's a very exciting movement, predominantly in California, and has moved outwards. Waldorf began 100 years ago. Unfortunately, it was usually private. It can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000 a year for a child to attend this kind of school and get this kind of an education. Well, a group of educators thought that wasn't right. We now are public Waldorf schools. We receive public funding and we teach the Common Core standards just like any other public school, but we do it in a way that we feel is very developmentally appropriate for children that they can all access learning. We utilize painting, sculpture, drama, handwork, games, all of these to go to the end goal of a whole child learning experience.
How does the Waldorf method differ from schools that use some art within their usual curriculum?
The arts are a benign way of introducing learning to children. For instance, in a photograph, I was holding a board of one of my colleagues, Allie Welch. She is also a third grade teacher.
This intricate board, it is supposed to teach mathematics and geometry.
This board, if you were to look at it, there would be a series of 10 nails equally spaced in a circle with a bunch of colored strings and a beautiful rainbow pattern behind it. It looks much like 70s string art. And when somebody sees it, that's what they're going to see. What they don't realize is the process of Mrs. Welch teaching skip counting for months with these children, then weaving yarn between them, standing in a circle, singing, chanting, drumming, until finally they took watercolor and they beautifully presented watercolor across a wooden board, nailed with their own hands to create these circles, then moved the string in the pattern of skip counting to represent the multiplication table itself.
I'm turning now to Stephanie Hughes, who is really smiling with happiness because she has a grandchild in this program.
I feel very fortunate that he is in Mr. Carr's classroom. It is such a wonderful program to have your active little boy so involved and loving the school. He told me the other day when he grows up and is a man and has a child, he's going to bring him to Blue Oak.
Jacob, there is a wonderful band that is developing with many, many instruments.
They actually follow the same methodology that the other schools in town are working with. I think it's called the Standards of Excellence. So they infuse a little bit of classical, a little bit of pops, a little bit of rock, a little introduction of all of those different band standards.
But unfortunately, not all the students can afford an instrument. If anyone has in their closet a trumpet or a trombone, would these be accepted?
That would be so exciting. And this is a wonderful teacher who has a complete music background, who's inspired. So many children have signed up wanting to do this program. We heard an announcement over on NPR in the Bay Area. They were calling for anyone with used instruments in their closet, please donate them to the school program. Hey, we need to do that too. There might be some out there, so please consider us.
There are two opportunities coming up very soon for people to come and tour the school.
You really can't understand the magic of a Waldorf school until you stand in one of the classrooms. They're different and they feel different. We invite everybody to come to one of the school tours. They happen in the morning around 9 a.m. A very knowledgeable, wonderful individual named Shannon O'Loughlin gives a guided tour. They get to go into the classrooms, get to peek under the hood, so to speak, and see the children working. Then a nice sit-down Q&A about what it means to be part of our community. Children come to school every morning, but the whole community does the learning. The parents, the grandparents, as you see, Stephanie is here as a grandparent. She is a vital part of our whole community. One would just have to contact the front office to know if there is space available and to get on that list.
What is the date of the next tour?
We have two coming up that you could come to, September 20th and October 18th. Both of them begin at 9 a.m. at the school, which is located at 450 West East Avenue here in Chico.
What's the phone number to call to make sure there's space?
You could call the front office at 879-7483.
Stephanie, tell us about a wonderful event anyone in the community can come to. It's a harvest festival, September 29th at 4 p.m.
It's a beautiful all-school gathering celebrating the fall and the harvest.
Make sure to get there on time because the opening of the harvest festival, the second grade performs a play, George and the Dragon. As we begin to move into those darker winter months, the dragons lurk in the darkness. We want to build up a courage within the children, and dramatic arts is a perfect way to do that. They get to experience the archetypes of the warrior and the king and the princess and the queen, and also the dragon. They tame the dragon, and the third graders actually get to be a very long dragon with their huffing and puffing and snorting, and there's a whole poem that they recite there. After that, vendors come from around the community. The Fiber Guild comes and has things for children to do. In the past, children have made corn husk dolls. There's been pie baking, apple bobbing, all of those kind of, you know, older traditional ways of celebrating the harvest. We come together as a community, and then, of course, we eat together. In the past, there's even been a share table where people bring the bounties of their garden, put it on a table for anybody to share and take home.
Well, thank you both very much.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.